ગણ રઘુનાથાવતૂતમ હરિજન સહિત કૃષ્ણ ચૈતન્ય દેવ શ્રી રાધા કૃષ્ણ ભગવાન ગણ શ્રી વિશાખા નમો વિષ્ણુ બાબાય કૃષ્ણ પૃષ્ઠાય ભૂતળે શ્રીમતે ભક્તિ સિદ્ધાંત સરસ્વતી નમો વિષ્ણુ બાબાય કૃષ્ણ પૃષ્ઠાય ભૂતળે શ્રીમતે ભક્તિ વેદાંત સ્વામી સંસાકલ્પતરૂ કૃપા સિંધુ પતિતાનામ પાવન નમો મહાબલન્યાય કૃષ્ણ પ્રેમ પ્રલાય કૃષ્ણાય કૃષ્ણ ચૈતન્ય નામને ગૌરવિશીર્ણિરા કરુણયાવતીર્ણ કલૌ સમર્પયતુમન્વતો જલરસાં ચ ભક્તિ શ્રી ભક્તિશ્રિયમ નાઉ ટુડે વી હેવ કમ ટુ ધીસ બાર. Last year, we had an occasion to come to this place, and today also, I am here, and most of devotees are here. So, sajjan ko sajjan mile to chandan mein karpoor. If the sajjan are a sadhu, are a saint, needs another saint. The heart of both will be like sandalwood with a camphor. If you mix camphor with sandalwood, it will be cool and fragrant, and mind will be happy. So now you are all Vaishnavas. To all I offer my prostrations. Now, association of pure sadhus, satang prasangat, mama bija samvido, bhavanti hrutkarna rasayana katha, tadyo shanat, as abhavarga vatmani, shraddha, rati, bhakti, anukrami. This is told in Bhagavad, 11th canto. Krishna Uddhava. But satang prasanga, we must have prasanga, association of sadhus. That it requires translation.
I translate in that.
Come on.
He translating.
There you will translate. How can you hear? You must have another.
You don't want the microphone.
No,
you come here. because it will be helpful to you and to me.
You keep. There's another one.
Another.
You don't want. He didn't want.
Yes. You must. All right. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Sattre Kwai. Lava Matra Sadhu Sanghi, Sarva Siddhi Hai. If you have a proper association of a true, bona fide, sincere,
Sadhu
are a saint,
is credible,
then
Sadhu is
then he will feel utmost happiness. Because the sadhus only think about the glories of the Lord. Vishnu are glories of the Lord, Rama, Lord of Krishna, of Gopulananda and the Brajavasis. But they never speak any material subject. They always speak about the spiritual. So, if we get the proper association of a sadhu, the forceful talk we hear from a sadhu, that will enter into our veins, into our blood, and it will purify our sins or the ignorance that we have. Because nāyam ātmā pravacanīna labhya nā mekhaya nā bahunā śrutena yamai vaisa vibhrunte tena labhya tasya isa ātmā vibhrunte tanusvām. By argument we cannot understand about Paramātmā, Parameśvara or Bhagavān or Vishnu, Krishna or Rāma. How can you understand? Then through the intellect, an intellectual giant cannot understand. And the scholar, though he studies all the scriptures, he cannot understand. And who can understand? The philosopher. There are six philosophies, Eastern philosophies. And one who is the master of those philosophies, then he is able to say no. So because all the philosophers, they failed except Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva said, atha ataha brahma jignyasa. So till then, these philosophers were carried away by their material thoughts. They could not read the Supreme Lord. So he said, atha ataha brahma jignyasa. Now he starts about brahma. Like this, through the association, the same Vyasadeva, then he was in Samyaprasana. He was offering his offerings in the river Saraswati early in the morning after Asimana. He was sitting there with melancholy mood. Then the Lord association, Narada came. Narada then asked him, how is it? Your face seems to be gloomy. So you cannot enjoy happiness. So this unhappy mood I can see. What for? Then he said, sir, I do not know my disease. Please inform me what for I'm melancholy. Then he explained, till now you wrote Vedanta Sutras, 556 Sutras, and then you wrote 18 Puranas. Each Purana minimum 10,000, maximum 80,000 slokas. And then you wrote Mahabharata. And though you have written all these scripts, but you don't feel happiness. Why? Because in all those scriptures you have mentioned about the dharma, artha and the kama, and very little you told about moksha in Mahabharata. So now you follow my instructions and you develop bhakti, bhakti yoga. Then he practiced bhakti yoga. There he says, bhakti yogena manasi samyak pranihite amale apasyat purusham purnam mayanta bhava pasraya. After practicing bhakti devotion, he could realize the truth, absolute truth. That purna purusha, purnasya purna madaya purna mevava sichyate. The purna is there, everywhere he is purna. He is 360 degrees. The point is 360 degrees, the whole is 360. So the whole, he could able to realize and see that whole. And little away, he saw Maya, the darkness. You see where there is light, there is darkness. Now you, our conception about light will be complete. Only if you see the origin of the light and the shade of the light, both you must see. Now he saw both. Now he says, jaya sammohito jiva atmanam trigunatmakam paropi manusyanartham sakkutam jahibaddhati. Now he could realize this maya, which is the shade of this external energy, which is the shade of the whole, and now it deludes. The shade is not the whole. The light is not the shade. Mrityartham jat pratiyeta na pratiyat jatmani. If you consider about Atma, there is no anatma in it. That's all. There is a light. There is no darkness. No darkness in light. And no light in darkness. You carefully understand this. So where there is Maya, there is no truth. There is no absolute truth. When there is absolute truth, then there is no Maya. If you see the sunlight, there is no. You cannot see the shade in the sunlight. The outside you can see. So also, Maya, it is like a cloud. These clouds are created by the sun. Sun has created these clouds. The sun rays falls upon water. Water is evaporated and is formed as clouds. The same clouds will fall upon thee when cold wind blows. So where is Maya? So where is that cloud? Where from it has come? It is nothing but the sun rays. It is sun rays, atomic power from sun rays. And under it, the light, you see, with sun one, but the light expanding the vast area and atomic power of. If you consider about atomic power of the rays, you will see innumerable. These are compared with the jivas. There are two types of jivas. Some are bound souls. Some are free. These free souls will never come under the influence of Maya. And other souls, bound souls, they are always under the influence of Maya. Now if you want to be free from Maya, free from ignorance, because every birth you are moving on. Punarapi jannam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, jatare sayanam. ఇది భగమి అసభ సంతోషం. నా యు బై యు డై యు టేక్ బట్ అగైన్ యు డై యు టేక్ బట్ ఎవ్రీబడి ఈజ్ మూవింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ సర్కిల్ జన్మ అండ్ మరణ బర్త్ అండ్ డెత్ బర్త్ అండ్ డెత్ అకార్డింగ్ టు అవర్ పాస్ట్ కర్మ ప్రారంభ గో సర్టన్ రిలీజన్స్ డజంట్ అడ్మిట్ ప్రారంభ బట్ ది ప్యూర్ రిలీజన్ ది ప్యూర్ కన్సెప్షన్ అండ్ ది హోల్ కన్సెప్షన్ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్ ఈజ్ మాయా. This Maya deludes all these bondage. Now, how to control Maya? It can be controlled. As it is told Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Davi yasa guna mayi mama Maya. What is that Maya? Three gunams, qualities. One quality creates, one quality preserves, and థర్డ్ క్వాలిటీ డిస్ట్రాయ్స్. సత్వ రజోగుణ క్రియేట్స్, సత్వగుణ ప్రిజర్వ్స్ అండ్ తమోగుణ డిస్ట్రాయ్స్. దీస్ ఆర్ ది త్రీ గుణమ్స్. నౌ వీఆర్ అండర్ ది ఫోర్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ గుణమయ మాయా. తది యత గుణమయీ మమ మాయా. వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ మాయా? ఇట్ బిలాంగ్స్ టు మీ. హౌ కెన్ యూ కంట్రోల్ మాయా? హౌ కెన్ యూ కమ్ ఓవర్ మాయా? You should surrender to me. No other way. One must surrender. Surrender, surrender, surrender. Bhagavata, 16,000 texts it declared. Daviyesa gunamayi mama maya durutkaya mamevate prapadjante maya me dam tarantite. How can you control maya? How can you control Maya? You surrender to the Creator, one who has created this universe. Who is the cause of this world? Who is the cause of protection? And who is the cause for destruction? Maintenance, everything is. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridayasya arjan tishtate. All creatures, animate, inanimate, there is that Ishvara. Where is the God? So, there he says, you offer your prostrations to a dog, to a cat, to a donkey, to a pig, or a hog. Why? Because Ishvara Sarvabhutanam. Why do you look at this form of this beast? Don't look at it. తవర్ జంగమ దేఖే నా దేఖే తార మూర్తి సర్వత్ర స్ఫురే తారిష్ట మూర్తి శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు దీక్షా బ్రహ్మ ఈశ్వర పురి. నౌ హీ నైట్ హీ కుడ్ సీ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ. ఎర్లీ ఇన్ ది మార్నింగ్ హి టోల్డ్ హిస్ ఫాలోయర్స్ 100 స్టూడెంట్స్ ఆర్ ఫాలోయింగ్ హిమ్ బికాజ్ హీ వాజ్ ద టీచర్. Then he told the boys, I am not returning to Navadvipa again. I will go to Vrindavan. No, no, sir. Let us complete our education. Only 1 year or 2 years to complete. No, no, you can go to other scholars and get your certificate. But I won't. You should come. But while all were sleeping in the dead of night, Mahaprabhu woke up and he was running away. He ran several kilometers towards Vrindavan, and now he heard the radio from that the world has come, divine world. Pandit, don't go to Vrindavan now. We will go later on. And that Mahaprabhu requested of all the students to return. But he stopped teaching. He said, I won't teach. Then, out of ecstasy, He was rolling like lamb. And weeping and laughing. And seeing the mad activity, mother was very much afraid. Because mother has no husband. And his eldest boy has gone away to the sannyas. She is now depending upon this boy. But this boy, I cannot able to understand him. This boy also will go away. So, he used to bring his wife, Vishnu Priya, and make her sit. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, she said, and loudly, he said, Hare Krishna. My ear, in her ear, then she cried, Mahaprabhu. So what is initiation? What is Diksha? Our material conception is there. It is dominating us. We are always exploring give and take. Vishay. What is that Vishay? Vishay is wealth. Vishay is this body and the development of the body and enjoyment and family and wife, children. And the wealth, and the house, and the land, and the position. All this. Yes. Though it is Hare Krishna, actually it is not Hare Krishna. It is something else. These are the offenses, 10 offenses. Aparatha, Krishna name is Aparatha Achaya Vichara. Krishna name and Krishna name, there the consideration of offense is there. You cannot avoid it. How can you avoid? Sani Abhishanti Prajaktani. You must repeat it incessantly, day and night, like Haridas. All the Goswamis, they were sitting on the shade of a tree, in thick cold, nothing to wrap. And no shelter under a tree. But also, one day, one tree, next day, another tree. Because one tree, there may be attachment with the tree. So, they leave that tree and go to another tree. They never beg anybody. Whatever they get, they believe. They have not discovered. They write each 2 lakhs of shlokas, a text of Sanskrit about the philosophy, devotional philosophy, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and Jeev Goswami, and other Goswamis were there. They have no shelters. They have nothing to eat or enjoy because they gave up everything. Everything they gave up. Now they are beggars. Not in beggars, they never beg. When they write rain falls, where they write the rain never falls. It falls up some. Writing on palmera leaves they write with iron rod, pencil. They have to write it. It's very difficult. So that was their custom. And how they practice the devotion. Yatpa-turna-mateta-mandala-patim Sreni-sada-tutsabha Bhutva-dina-ganesha-kau-karunaya-kau-peena-kantat Gopi-bhava-rasamrta-dhila-hari Kallola-magnur-muhu Vande-rupa-sanatana-uragutu-go-sri-jeeva-gopala. They are engaged always remembering Krishna-bhakti. What is that Krishna-bhakti? That Krishna-bhakti practiced by all gopis. The gopis, manmana bhava, madbhakto bhava, their mind, their energy, everything, and their worship, their concentration, their happiness, everything depends upon Lord Krishna. This is called prema. Prema is not loving dogs, Prema loving fruits, loving birds, loving wife and children. This is not love. There is no love in this world. No love. Love is Uloka, Uloka, Kaloka, Mahaloka, Jana Loka, Tapaloka, and Brahmaloka, and Vaikuntha. Go beyond Vaikuntha, you will go to Goloka. There you find the Prema. And one who practices Nama, now we will put that seed in his heart. We must clear the soil, remove all the grass and cut the chin, and put that silly seed. Then that seed will give out its offshoot. Then it will grow. It will grow. And daily should be watering. What is the watering? No water you can give to it. Watering is Sravana Kirtana Jale, Parayata John, Upadhyaya Bhadirata, Brahmanda Bhedi Jai, Virata, Brahmaloka Bhedi, Parabhyama Pai, Tadupari Jai, Lata, Gota Kumrindavan, Krishna Charan Kalpa Vrishatana. Now, that will go. It will go straight. It is not a tree to spread the branches. If the branches were spread, you have to cut those branches. So that there will be one branch only. The main branch will go across 14 worlds. And Brahmaloka and Vaikuntha go to Goloka. Dharma, Ardha, Kama, Moksha. It doesn't want. These Purusharthas are told in all their scriptures and Vedas. These Purusharthas, four. No, he wants that Purusharthas. So that any Purusharthas branch come out, then the creeper, if he has number of branches, the creeper will be like a tree. But if there is one single branch, then it will grow. So he looks after that and cuts the branches, even if branches come. And then fencing is given. Strong fences must
be
given. The animals.
Подоживали, пришла.
И
уничтожили.
Уничтожили
растения.
What is that?
Кай это?
Вайшнава парада уже хатимата. Упарева чинде тару суку жайпата.
Женишна понарила
вайшнава. Это камец вайшнава парад.
Че, нардина вайшнава парада.
Вилингли аран, вилингли ноингли аран, лоингли. Женишна,
че се дотакнешь огня?
This finger will be burnt.
First about it.
So you knowingly and unknowingly put that in fire.
It
never honor you. Because your boy doesn't know. No. You are a baby. The wife duty is the
burnt.
So also, if you commit Vaishnava
Aparadha,
little Vaishnava Aparadha,
Mala Vaishnava Aparadha,
that will destroy what you have acquired. No further existence of devotion
will
go away.
Vaishnava
Aparadha.
This
is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
was giving all the devotees bhakti.
All
the devotees, Mahaprabhu sat on the
throne.
Whatever you want, I will give you. Everybody wants some devotion, some such. My wife is against, my boy is against, my friends are against devotion.
My utrasi, my jana.
Sound, knowledge, and
sound.
So that they cannot go empty. And last Srivas Pandit,
in the concept,
he is one of the Panchatattvas.
Srivas Pandit,
Prabhu, you are giving Ты
даешь девочку
сын? Why not to give your devotion to your mother?
Зачем мне даешь девочку своей маме?
Carried you in her womb for 10 months.
Кто ее носил?
Until now, didn't want to be sannyas, but maintaining you.
Скорбила за это.
Why not to do?
Зачем мне дашь не?
Then,
ты мне?
He said no.
Я рекал не.
I won't give. Because
she has committed offense
that he is a
Vaishnava.
How is it? How is
it lying? Ты мне объясни.
He is Mahaprabhu's elder brother of the Vishwarupa. Vishwarupa was then 12 years. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
4 years. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
was 4-5 years. Vishwarupa goes to Advaita South.
Vishwarupa show.
And there they have the philosophy. Till midday, whenever you used to send Mahaprabhu, you could Nahari will lokabuk chali jaungi.
I will never see the faces of these fellows. I will go to Bali. Now he has taken sannyas.
Now he is also going there.
Into the Siddhartha Deva.
The directions of the Pandit old person of Daita Acharya, this Bali also will go to.
Чи був дружив з Адвайта Ачарєю, він поштивав на тебе інструкцію, бо ти дівчав вдома.
He never told anybody.
Нікому не
повідомив.
Мислила я така.
Він
Махапрабху
повідомив. Він рекав,
ужалила я Адвайта Ачарєю.
No.
Сідай.
He said, mother must go there.
Рекав, мама може йти.
Give his feet dust.
И назвати праздник двоих лотосов и стопа. И дать на главу. Ты был освобоен
от
вашего аппарата.
Потом
все вашнево.
Все
прилагает к Абвите Ачаре.
И назвати Рецепу.
И он увидел маму своего Господа Читана.
How can I?
Какой легко
допустим,
да историзм самый прах. Не можем.
Then fell unconscious.
Падаю, не знаю.
Then he fell unconscious.
And Сачидева искористила прилика и взяла прах с его флотов и скипал.
Then Mahaprabhu said, now she is relieved from the
Mahaprabhu рекал, сюда я особо на вашем аппарате.
So, everybody knows Namam. But that doesn't show that they are doing namam without any
offense.
You must be very careful. No offense may destroy our
cousin,
destroy our devotion. And now, Harinam, what we do Harinam, Mahaprabhu said,
Ні легко речено, ти поналиш
Харе Кришна.
Потім бо спремемба в них.
Духовна сприйма.
Ні розліки між святим іменом і об'єктом.
Because if you repeat Krishna, there is Krishna.
Krishna.
You cannot say that Krishna is in Goloka.
Не можеш речи Кришна на Голоке.
Not anywhere.
Никъде друго.
No.
Не.
Дуре Тадантике. He is very near.
Он е близо. Он е зло далеч.
How is he?
Какво
е? He is in me. He is in you.
Он е в теб.
He is very bad.
Он е в сопо сопо.
And the same Krishna.
Исти Кришна.
As Nama.
Е в света.
Нама каре бахута нижа сарба сакти. Доктор Питания Мипас Маранина Кара. Еда Друси Тоба Крупа Бхагаван Мамапи. Буддива Митр Самиха Ярина Анурад. So Lord, you have come to this world.
Пришел си на това свет.
As a name, divine name.
Облика имена, светлика имена.
This Krishna.
Та Кришна.
Form of Krishna.
Облика Кришна.
And the name of Krishna.
Име Кришна.
The name of Krishna is superior to form of Krishna.
Име Кришна е извишено,
че облик.
Че облик.
You will get a
result.
Without offense you do for a long time after.
Че бреже лите обожуете облика.
Lord has appeared.
Тода Господ се
for you. And you can repeat the name at any time.
Понавляте
квадрат. At any time.
Кадър кой? Сакам
чак. Because there is no offense. But if you beginner, that will be effective. Gradually, he will be afraid of committing offenses. And because the dictation from inside comes, the Nama Prabhu only instructs you, then he will be offenseless. And that offenseless, allow the devotee to perform Nama. Nama Prabhu. Then association of sadhu, satsanga,
bhajana
kriya, because sadhus advise, sadhu will advise you, give that mantra, you will cultivate that mantra, and if that mantra comes, anartha and buddha, all your anarthas will be destroyed. What are anarthas? You do not know who you are, you do not know to whom you worship, you do not know the devil. Favorable situation to devotion or unfavorable to devotion, that you will be fixed, you can know it. Then you will have nishtha, then taste, ruchi, asakti, attachment, then bhava, then prema. This is the ninth step. Ninth step. You cannot gallop, high jump. If you high jump from floor, I can jump the tree. No, you cannot. You will die. It is not possible. It may take several births, not just one birth. Lagarahore pai manutta manutta manutta. It is not so easy to get to pick up the fruit. You cannot. You cannot climb the tree and you want the fruit. How can you do it? The fruit cannot come to you. You must go to the fruit. So, always one thing is, that's non-thinking. No other process. No other process. Only Nama Sankirtan, the simplest, easiest. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam. Kalau Nath Keva, Nath Keva, Nath Keva Gatiranyata. And Kutte Jab Jaya Do Vishnu, Tetayam Jagato Makhan. Bhapari Parishar Jayam, Kalau Tathati Kittuna. And Satta Yuga, Meditation. Bhapari Yuga, Yajna. Teta Yuga, Yajna, Bhapara Archana. Now in Kali Yuga, Nama Sankirtan. You must follow Nama Sankirtan and do Nama Sankirtan. That Sankirtan will destroy all the evils. Now this Kali Yuga, full of offenses, and yet this Yuga is not congenial for the development of devotion. Valer Dosanhi Adhan. Atiheko Mahan Guna. It is full of vices. But one quality it has. As it is. Krishna Deva Krishna Mukta Param. Banda Paramat. If they repeat Sankirtana, then they will reach the place. Now, this requires proper guidance, proper association of a sadhu. Rahu ganit mat papasana jati, nacit jaya nirpapanat gulhadma, machandasa naiva jalagri surjay, vena mahatupada rajodhi seka. Rahu gana.
Rahu gana.
Adya jivan mukta. Rahu gana. In the first life, he was Bharata Maharaj, the son of Jyeshtha, the eldest son of Rushabha, who was the emperor of this Bharata Varsha, India. And he, at his youth, discovered the whole empire and went into the forest. There he was performing penance. But one day he saw his dear child in her womb was drinking water in a small water pond. Then the lion was roaring in the park. Then it held the roaring of the lion. Jumped and went a little ahead, and the child fell down and also died. Now, Bharata, having affection towards the child, motherless, helpless child, he wanted to help him. And again, he cannot be able to understand how is it. That I have left my family, left my wife and children, my boy, my country, everything to serve the Lord. Now, why this scenery has come? Me? Why did I see that scenery? I don't have that a long distance. I would have not. So why? Now it's just that for me. So he brought it and maintained it. Wash it and the milk and gradually protect against and giving milk and giving grass, and there was so much attached. Child, he did that as a child, motherless child. But the children got to me, I must protect. So always he left up the services of the Lord, or meditation, anything. Always, he doesn't leave that kid alone. And he puts on his shoulder and walk. So that left alone, some may kill him. But once after 1.5 years, I pray, Namaskar. Then that I am not faithful. So, I have not, she depended me, upon me, but I could not be able to protect her. So, I was liable for punishment. So, he died. Then he became Arjuna, dear. There, he remembers part like that he was but. Now having attachment towards this beast, and now she has a baby beast. And he was near Ashrama of Sadhu Rishi for 14 years. After 14 years he died. Then he was born in a Brahmin's family. The Pandit had 9 children. 8 children were great Vedic scholars, and this fellow was the last one. Now he knows everything. The father asks, you repeat Vedic mantra, Udpanna, you repeat. But if the father never asks him, he doesn't repeat. He doesn't want to be to create any attachment with any of the family, to anybody. So now, the father and mother both die because the boy has become useless. After the death of the father, he was controlled by his brother. These brothers, whatever they asked, I very much suffer,
yeah,
hearing the world suffering. You have carried my palanquin.
It
is the greatest offense I have committed. Then he opened his tongue. He said, Maharaja, Rahuganai tattapasa anadati, vajijaya, nirvapanat, gurahadva, nathandasa, naiva jalagni surjai, vina mahatvada radhobi jayakam. How long? You are going to Kapil Ashrama. How long? And what knowledge you have received till now? How can you receive? How can you receive? You cannot receive the proper knowledge through penance. You cannot receive the proper knowledge through puja, offerings. And you cannot get the knowledge reciting Vedas. You cannot get that knowledge through sitting under the hot sun and there's a fire, four sides fire. In the hard place you sit and do penance. You cannot. Whatever process you want to have the knowledge, you cannot. Vina mahat padara do visekam. The proper transcendental knowledge, what is wanted, that can be had only by
surrender.
Unless you surrender, how can you get Maharaja?
That
you believe that I am Maharaja. And you can sit, and these fellows are your servants. They can suffer, but you won't suffer. But still you say that I am suffering. Then he realized, Vina Mahatpada Radho Visekam. All Mahatmas feed that you must put upon your head. That is Abhisheka. Abhisheka means you pour water, you pour Panchamrita on deities, on murtis. That is called Abhisheka. Now, you should have the Abhisheka, let it feed the dust.
It's
dust of Vaishnava. Then only you can be purified. You can get the knowledge. Actually, when Haridas Thakur, who was repeating Trilakshanamam daily, was repeating Trilakshanamam. Trilakshanamam wants 24 hours. You see, 24 hours he is engaged, no sleep, while taking bath, while going to the latrine, while sleeping, he repeats nama, always nama. Unless he cannot complete Trilakshanama, then he is 93 years. Now at last, then Mahaprabhu was staying there at Puri, and he was staying here in the shade of the Bakula tree here in Puri. Now Mahaprabhu daily goes to him. He embraces him. He talks for also everything. Daily Jagannath Prasad, Govinda brings and offers. Now Govinda brought Prasad. Haridas Thakur Prasad has come. Oh, you have brought Prasadam. He was lying on the ground, slowly doing Harinam. Then, one practical of it, the
mouth,
and this news reached Mahaprabhu. On the next day, Mahaprabhu came and asked Haridas,
what news?
What samadhi? Yes, everything by tribe. Sarira susthaya mar, asusthaya mar. Only my mind is suffering.
So no own
I am healthy, but he is suffering because due to the decay of body, so he cannot be able to complete 3 lakhs namam daily. It is the defect of the body, not the mind. He said, my mind is not happy. Why? Daily I have promised, I have promised every state. Till now, daily I repeated Trilaknam. Now when I am unable to repeat Trilaknam, why should I live? Why should I survive? One more I should survive. I will go away. I will go away tomorrow. By 10 o'clock, I will leave this body. Then Mahaprabhu says, no. If you go away, to whom I shall stay? Oh, there are thousands of devotees, you can receive it. No, I will go tomorrow. My request is, you bring all your 200 to 300 devotees. Let them start Sankirtan. I will take the feet just of all the devotees upon my head. And I will ask you to sit before me, in front of me, and I will see your lotus face. And next day Mahaprabhu called all the Vaishnavas. So all of them came and started Sankirtan. Then they started Sankirtan. Their feet was collected. And 10, throughout his life, he repeated, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. But the last moment, when life goes away, that last is Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Sri Krishna.
He's a crystal.
Father.
And Mahaprabhu was weeping. And he carried that body on his shoulders. And dancing. And took that body to the source he taught
in Sankirtan
and
the
sea water. They have washed the body. Mahaprabhu said, from today onwards, this sea has become the most favorable tirtha, and that body. He gave Samadhi. Samadhi of the body. You find that Puri, Haridas Samadhi is there. Mahaprabhu placed that body in that Samadhi. He gave Prabhat, Jagannath Prasad, and he covered the body. And he came straight to the Jagannath temple. There he collected Prasad. From all the shopkeepers, he requested today Jagannath Thakur to let Janaki. He said, here and today, all of you must give your seat. I will distribute to Vaishnavas. And Prataparadra sent all Jagannath Prasad. And all Prasad, it may be for 1,000 people. Now Mahaprabhu alone, he asked Vaishnavas to sit. Mahaprabhu was distributing Prasad. Mahaprabhu, his hand is a long hand. That little comes in joy, gives to the Prasad. Just say, how can we keep so much? Are you take Prasad and dance? Mahaprabhu distributed Prasad to all. They won't take Prasad. Unless Mahaprabhu takes, the Mahaprabhu is and Mahaprabhu has to do, and other devotees used to distribute. And after it is over, Mahaprabhu gave mala to every Vaishnava and candle cake to all bodies. He only loved it. He served it. 500, nearly 500 Vaishnavas served alone by Mahaprabhu.
Mahaprabhu
is the God. So much to distribute Prasad for 500 people is very difficult.
Teško
pogledati. Pa nemaš duh.
Mahaprabhu nije to moć.
Mahaprabhu was happy. Because happy, what has that
happened?
I am unfortunate. I cannot get the sources in my
life.
So after some very few days, Mahaprabhu was sent away.
So happy to
he is just a Vaishnava. Not Haridas Thakur. No, he was repeating daily Trilakshanam continuously for 80 years.
Now,
he said, I want to be just a Vaishnava. This is how Trinala Vishnichena, Karora Vishnichena, Amanina, Manadena, Kirtanya Sadahari, and Sikhyachaka. One must be humble at the blade of
grass.
And he has the tolerance and
extreme.
And he should not demand respect from others. He should respect God. That is the Vaishnavism. That is the Vaishnavism. To Namakirtan. You should do Namakirtan. But the egoism. Our proudness should not be there. I am your servant. All of your devotees, I beg you all of your blessings. Now the Vaishnavas have fight.
They
fight for power. Nothing on the court. So they go to the court. This is not Vaishnavism. What to do? This is Kali Yuga.
What
Mahaprabhu has asked? All of us should.
Vanya
daya vanya maan pratishta varjan. Chari gune guni haya karo kirtan. You should do kirtan. If you go do namam, you must be humble and then you plant the grass. You see grass is on the ground. You walk, you dog walks, all the beasts walk. And you have the tolerance of the tree. You cut the branches of the tree. The tree is never objective. And the tree will die. It doesn't want to ask water from you. So, Mahaprabhu Krishna in Vrindavan, when he was going to Vrindavan forest, he told his elder brother, Brahma, Balarama, yes.
Brother,
Aho Yesam Varam Janma. Sabva Pranyu Vajivaram. Now these trees are not helpful for themselves, but they are helpful to all the creatures of this world. All the creatures survive on the trees. Sujana Seva Yesam Vai Vimukha Jantinathana. All Sujanas. Or devotees, or those who are saints, they are never afraid to give anything you want. Anything. But in our history, in Bhagavatam, we see, nowhere you see that such sort of sacrifice and charity. There were charity in Islamic tradition. Vishwamitra, Arakarna, and Sri Chakravarti, and Ramke Deva, they were also had the charity. This another soul is called, what is his name?
Sadhisi.
No. All the demigods approached him.
Dadiji Muni? Dadiji?
Dadiji.
Dadiji Muni.
Dadiji. He had so hard penance. With penance, his bones were very strong. Now they must prepare with the bones of Dadiji. That was Brahma Sasha. You want to kill this Uttrasura, the tremendous Yaman, they cannot kill him. You cannot kill him unless you prepare a weapon with the bones of Dadiji. You cannot. So we all went to Dadiji. We have come to you to beg. If you promise to give us, then we will declare what who you want. Then he said, yes, I will give. Then he said, we want your bones. Yes, you can take my bones. Then, after my death, no, sir. Now immediately we will bring the doctor and we will remove the skin and the flesh and the bones. We will make nobody in this world has given such authority. Nobody has asked. Yes, sir. Because without the bones, we cannot be able to kill the man. So what can we do? Then he said, he said, immediately the skin and the flesh were removed and the bones were prepared. Now with those bones prepared, nothing. Indra came to fight.
Indra, so, с тем оружием чем борит?
Вритрасура.
Вритрасура. Вритрасура.
Now, Indra was standing before Vritrasura. Vritrasura is the son of a Brahmin.
Vritrasura is a
Rishi.
Brahmana, Rishi.
And now he said, I have killed his elder brother Vishwarupa. At last, I was dethroned. Now, if I kill him again, Brahmanuja, thinking to use that weapon. So the weapon is there within his hand. Then he only attacked Indra. When he attacked, his weapon fell down from his hand. Now Indra feels very much shy to remove it.
Indra says, Brahmanuja.
The warrior. Now, Varya's hand, the weapon has fallen down, so he doesn't want to leave. Vritrasura lifted that and gave it to Indra. Use it. I will die. You need, I will never kill you. I can kill you, but why should I kill you? I don't want this, your throne. Manakapurstam, Nataparamestam, Nasarpabhumam, Narasadipastam, Nadugasiddhi, Apunar Bhavamba, Samandasatvam. Then he said, why should I request this fellow? Oh Lord, I don't want to kill Indra. I don't want the throne of Indra, not the throne of Brahma, and not the throne of the whole world. Not that I should be an emperor of this world. And Astralasa, 18 types of siddhis and mystic yoga. And also, I don't want. And Apunar Bhavamma, rebirth also, I don't want. Rebirth. That is moksha. Moksha also, I don't want. And what do you want? I want you, my Lord. I don't want them. I don't want anything from you. So where is the need for me to kill him? I beg you that you please bless me. This is the correct demand of the devotee.
That's the
demand. Then you will get removed to hands of Vritrasura. Then Vritrasura, the whole of Indra with his weapon went in the inside of Vritrasura. All the demigods are meeting that. Oh, then Indra has died. But now, Indra entering the inside body with that weapon, he opened the stomach and came out. So such is the story regarding devotees and devotion and Nama Sankirtan. Because Nama Sankirtan, five things, Asuravasa, and Bhagavat Sravana, and Sadhu Sangha, and Sraddha Simurjyottam, Nama. These are the five. That will give you Krishna Prema. If you simply practice these five, then you can be eligible to receive the Krishna Prema. But now, we have no Sadhu Sangha. We are not in Mathura. We are in this world. And we never read Bhagavata Devi. Nor we worship Srimurti, Krishna Murti, devotion, faith, and confidence. Among these five, Nama Sankirtan, one Nama Sankirtan, because all cannot go to Vrindavan. Wherever you may be, you must consider this is Vrindavan. Nama Krishna, then Krishna is in your Nama. Nama, when the Nama is there, Krishna is also there. Vrindavanam parityajya, bhagavena ekam nagacchati. Vrindavana, he won't live Vrindavan. He is under the boundary of Vrindavan, Krishna always. That is why he said, Vrindavana chalitanare tvama nadekhile mare. They complained Krishna when they met after so many years in Kurukshetra. From Delhi it is 90 miles, about 150 kilometers. There, all these gopis went there. Many, many lakhs of things have come there to take part in the sun's eclipse in Brahmakunda. There, all of them went to Krishna. There's a Lord Krishna. We are your servants, and you are our beloved, you are our Lord. But now we see that you are having opulence and majestic style as a king, horses and chariots and so many people, servants all around you. To come to you, we are afraid. To talk to you, we are afraid. Now, we want you, but not that sweetness. You should come to Vrindavan to give up this dress, have the peacock feather and that bansi melody. These two things, the natural dress, no golden dress or gems dress. So we want you, but we cannot give up Vrindavan. We cannot leave Vrindavan and go elsewhere to see you. We want to see you, not elsewhere. Vapyastapakyamacharan jadamasyarupam lavanyasaramananam ananyasittam drugbhiti banti anusubhavi navam duratvam. There's the Mathura, and Mathura when Krishna and Balaram were passing on the road, they say, all the gopis have done so much penance. Otherwise, how could they see these boys always? Ananda Siddha, means the eternal, and the beauty and the qualities they possess, unparalleled. There is none in this world can compare it. Drubhi Pivanti, all the gopis, they see the figure of this little boy. Then one woman said, why not we go to Vrindavan and have a lodge there, so that then we will come and see. And other said, yes, you can go there and have a lodge. Have you got the same eyes? Have you the same eyes? No. Premanjana Churita Bhakta Vilochanena Santat Sadaiva Padayapi Vilokayanti Yantama Sundara Machinta Guna Sarupam Govindamadi Gurusam Dhamam. You must have that prema. That prema.
That prema.
We cannot have.
Guru
Padmavati. It is very rare. That prema, if we can have through that ointment, if we rise up, to clear our eyes and through the help of that prema, our eyes will be clear, then we can see. We have no prema. How can you see? You cannot bring the eyes of devotees. It is impossible. So that prema is a topic Mahaprabhu has informed us, but it is very difficult. Very difficult. Mahaprabhu asked on his way to Vrindavan. He came in touch with a great Sanskrit scholar, and he asked, to whom do you worship? He said, Sruti Mapare, Smriti Vitari, Bharatam Anne, Bhajanti Bhavavita, those who are afraid of this tumultuous world, some follow Vedanta, some follow Bhagavad-gita, Dharma-shastra, some Bharata, Bhagavad-gita, but Ahamiham Nandam but I worship only Nanda Maharaj. That's all. In that Parabrahma, where is that Parabrahma? Take a Parabrahma. They cultivate Vedas. They read Dharma Sastra. They read Mahabharata and Bhagavad Gita to know that Brahma. Brahman. Paramatma. But that Paramatma, where is he now? He is playing with Lord Nanda Maharaj. He is playing. So if I worship Nanda, Nanda Maharaj will ask, boy, somebody has come for you. It is easy for us to get Krishna Dasa. So that Nanda and Yashoda, their prema, we cannot get it. They were eternal. Through Ganesh, through Ajardes, you cannot. They are Nitya. They are not Dhanitya like us. They are always Nitya. So whatever the affection of the prema, they show towards Krishna. Krishna was beaten by Yashoda. She could not tie with that rope. Because the rope, perhaps the rope is short. So again, another yard attached to it. Now the rope is 2 meters. If the 2 meters, he is going to go round the boy, 2 inches short. If it is 5 yards in meters, 2 inches
short.
10 meters, 2 inches short. He doesn't understand this. I will try, Krishna.
But
it is already sunset.
Krishna
has not taken on food. Now Krishna said, Madan, you are trying hard to tie me. You are suffering. Purpaya asit sabandha. Then Lord blessed the mother. He has no beginning, no end. His hope has got a beginning and end. I'm very much affected because you are suffering. You are suffering to shy me. So I will die. So willingly, Kripaya Archit Sabandha. Willing. So if you want to know the Lord, you must surrender. Unconditional surrender. No condition. Whether he blesses me, Satyanu Kampan Susamikamana, Munjana Ivatma Kutangipa, Prudhmat Bapo Vividadam Namaste, Jiveta Jo Mukti Pade, Mukti Pade Sadaiva. So one must surrender completely. Complete surrender. Never expect any exchange or any remuneration from him. As Vitrasura, he submitted. He said, Lord, I don't want anything from you. I don't want.
Jesus
the Lord, it's how can I give? No, nothing I want from you.
Jesus,
I want you only. So a devotee always wants
Krishna.
Your name. Abhismati Krishna Padaravindayo. Always let me not target Krishna Nama.
That's
you bless. No other. No other boon we pray. So you need not afraid. So many people come and said, give this, give this, give this. How can I give? No, I don't want anything. What do you want? Nothing? As Prahlad said, Sabai Bhritya Navai Bani. I'm not a baniya. I'm not a businessman. I never do business. You take and go. You take my prayers. Accept my prayers. And give me this and that. No. Not that. I want nothing. I want to serve you only. Repeat your name always. I don't want to stop my birth and death. Let it come. I don't care. Let it be engaged in repeating Nama and serving Nama. Manmana Bhava, always remember me. Who can remember? Who is only remember? Sikhetu Kama, Kilogopa Kanya, Mukunda Bhava, Kilajitva, Dada, Diko Moha, Vasata Mochan, Ovinda Lamo, Dharamandri. All these milkmaids, they come to every village. And they say milk, milk, butter, 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 and curd, curd, curd. Unless they say, nobody will purchase. Now when they forgot that they have come to sell milk. Now they have got milk. But they never say milk, milk. They say, to get to Rama, you want to sell. They say, Govinda Lamo, Hondara Madhavi. Now they say, Govinda, Namodara, Madhava. They forgot that they have come to sell. and when he is dying, Dasubha is dying,
Krishna,
with the rock, then also Govinda Dhamma Dhamma Madhava, he is repeating Govinda Dhamma Dhamma Madhava, because they forget themselves. Now if you forget your body, forget yourself, then only you will be eligible to repeat Nama. But we never forget ourselves. We are strong in our conception. This is called material, physical conception. We never forget. When you forget
that,
then you can have the blessings of the
Lord.
Like gopis, they pray to Kama. They forget
conception.
They think Kama. Through Kama, that thing, but that cannot be applied to all. It is
difficult.
We have to follow Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu's teaching
correctly. Nama Sankirtan through Nama Sankirtan,
we can realize.
So do Sankirtan.
Do like the Sankirtan.
Nama Sankirtan.
Nama Sankirtan.